headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Sydney with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a woman in Newstead has narrowly escaped with minor injuries after falling into an open manhole on Saturday night. The woman was found inside the manhole late on Saturday, balancing on high voltage cables and half submerged in water. In a video of the incident, the woman can be heard saying that something was on fire inside, prior to small explosions beginning to ricochet around her and her rescuers. The explosions, loud enough to be mistaken as fireworks in calls to police, are said to have caused the manhole cover to be displaced before the unaware woman fell inside. An investigation is being conducted on what caused the incident, while paramedics say the woman denied transport to the hospital.
In more local news, Queensland's new e-bike and e-scooter laws have come into effect today, requiring riders to be at least 16 and hold a driver's license. Children aged 12 to 17 without a license can still ride under parental supervision, while those unable to drive due to medical condition or disability will be eligible to apply for an exemption. The law is part of the next stage of Queensland's action to restrict e-devices, with police already able to randomly breathalyze riders and seize and destroy illegal devices. The Australian Medical Association Queensland is calling for a blanket ban on under 16s riding e-scooters after a 13-year boy died following a crash in the Bundaberg region last week.
And in national news, the South Australia government has addressed concern over proposals to cut rebates on health insurance for people over 65. The cuts will be invested into a four-year, $3 billion dollar plan into aged care savings. However, these cut changes are predicted to increase elective surgery waiting time and add additional stress to the public healthcare system. 58% of the South Australians over 65 have private health cover, yet this number is expected to drop significantly if the current legislation is passed, taking effect in April 2027.
In more national news, hundreds of people across Australia gathered for vigils this weekend in solidarity for Nepal and Tibet following the devastating flood. Authorities say more than 3,000 people are missing, including 42 Australians. Almost 800 people have been reportedly killed in the disaster. President of Nepalese Association of Queensland, Tika Sharma, says, quote, "We still have hope we can find many people, but it is a difficult rescue mission," end quote. He urges anyone who could donate to the fundraising. The Australian government has sent 12 more response personnel after eight arrived in Kathmandu yesterday and pledged to send a further $3 million for recovery efforts.
And in international news, Iceland has voted to stay out of the European Union after the Saturday referendum results showed 52.8% voted against the government's proposal to join the union. Debates inside Iceland focused on interest rates, fishing rights, and the cost of living. Opposition leader Gudrun Hafsteinsdottir led the no campaign and says the economic case is overstated. Quote, "These are not problems that Brussels will solve for us. These are problems that Icelandic politicians must solve," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 14 degrees with expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.